Track 14, Going Electric. E-bikes are an increasingly popular way to explore Norfolk on two wheels, and we put them to the test.
I feel a bit unfaithful. Every mile I've ever ridden, every flat cruise, hair-raising downhill or gear-grinding climb, has been driven by my own leg power. But today, maybe, a new romance beckons. Tim Gregory of Smile Bikes at Langley near Loddon has offered a trial on e-bikes for myself and my wife Claire, also a rider but not quite as afflicted with the road bug as I am. Tim is an e-bike enthusiast, and for good reason. Like me, though actually his bike CV is way more distinguished, he loved all forms of traditional riding, but some years ago, lung disease cruelly cut short his beloved hobby. He struggled on, bravely tackling most of the major Tour de France mountains, before ill health finally called a halt. Well, Tim felt defeated. But then fate took a hand. Somebody rode past him on an electric mountain bike, and the rest, as the saying goes, is history. Now he's an evangelist, passionately advocating what he terms a whole new mode of transport. Claire and I are trying out rallies, each powered by a small Bosch motor. They look fairly traditional, but are heavier than we're used to, and that's mainly down to the battery, which will offer us up to 100 miles of assistance per charge. But once on the road, the extra weight and wider than we're used to tyres are really of no consequence. Tim has taken care and time to explain how everything works, and now it's time for us to hit the road. We can pedal and change gear just as we would with traditional bikes, but have a simple-to-use control panel that enables us to regulate varying degrees of help from the motor. Settings are eco, the gentlest, through touring, sport, and turbo. As we head out through Loddon towards Reedham Ferry, we each experiment, but pretty soon we both realise one thing. It's absolutely brilliant. We're riding in high summer, a warm wind blowing off harvest-shorn cornfields. Ordinarily, I'd be working hard and getting hot, and Mrs. W. simply would not be here. She can't do heat. But at the ferry, we're both enthusing. Effort has been gentle, and we've covered plenty of ground. We carry on. When the road goes up, we change down a gear or two, and marvel at the surge of power that makes uphill just so easy. Tim used the word confidence a lot in our pre-ride chat, and also talked of turning can't-dos into can-dos. It's easy to see, even after just a few miles, that e-bikes can bring the open road and joys of cycling back to those who might have thought that the world had closed for them. Or even to people who don't wish to contemplate the effort associated with traditional riding, but love the idea of being out and about in the fresh air, getting closer to nature and enjoying the discoveries that long rides can bring. I'm 63, and while I plan to carry on traditional riding for as long as I can, when it gets too much, I'll be going to see Tim. It'll keep a wonderful hobby going on for longer. How marvellous is that? Claire, too, is positive. She uses her bike for shorter trips and sometimes feels she's holding me back. Today, not a bit of it. With our e-bikes, we can ride together and tackle some big trips, even in hot weather. But it's not just for older riders needing a bit of help after years on the road. Tim's customers also include those from much younger age ranges, keen to try something new. We don't do a massive ride today, about 30 miles, but at the end our legs are great and our eyes well and truly opened. Visit smilebikes.co.uk.